When we talk about domestic violence, how do we define that?
Well, domestic violence has a number of different definitions that come into play. It is intimate partner violence, and that involves physical, emotional, financial abuse. In my process of learning, which I'm still new at, one of the things that I learned is that the physical is one of the latter parts of the abuse. It starts with emotional abuse and financial abuse. And so then it leads into the physical part. And so once there's a commitment is when the physical abuse begins.
I think another common attitude people have is that domestic violence is always about men victimizing women, which is not true, is it?
That is not the case. The greater percentage are women being victimized and who are survivors of abuse. But there are a number of men who are abused, and this is also present in the LGBTQ community.
And do you see men and members of the LGBTQ community?
We do. And as time has progressed and our communication about our services increases, those numbers increase.
Marisol, where do you want to take Willow Domestic Violence Center? What is your vision for the organization in the next several years?
Well, my vision is to make sure that the topic of domestic violence stops being taboo. And so that it stops being those hushed conversations that we have, that when we find out about friends or family members who are in an abusive situation, that we have the tools ready for family members and friends to be able to talk to their friends and family about these issues, to be able to understand what they are, what they mean, and where the help is available. And so prevention is critical to the work that Willow does. One of the things that I have learned is that domestic violence is 100% preventable. And so my notion is, what would this community do? What would our world do if we knew that cancer was 100% preventable? How would we approach it? How would we talk about it? How would we fund it? This is what we're talking about here when we look at the issue of domestic violence. It is a learned behavior. It is one that can be prevented, and we have to talk about prevention so that we can reduce the incidences of domestic violence.
Does domestic violence prevention, in part, have to do with teaching people, perhaps children, starting with young children, what a healthy relationship should be?
In my experience with any type of prevention, the earlier you start, the better results you get. And so we have partnerships with the different schools. And just like we're talking about sexual health and making positive decisions for future life, that is encompassed in healthy relationships, because interpersonal violence or domestic violence is something that we need to start talking about much earlier in life than we would normally do. And those are the uncomfortable thoughts. When parents think about talking about sex with their kids, it is something that can create a knot in the stomach. But when you have a professional come in to do that and they can facilitate that conversation, it makes it so much easier to talk to your kids about anything. And that's my encouragement to parents. Do not be afraid to talk to your kids, because they're seeing it at school, on TV, on social media. We have no true idea what our children are exposed to. And so our openness and communication with them is the best preventive method.
And this is by no means an urban problem. I believe just under half of the calls you take are from suburban areas.
That is correct. So 51% come from the city of Rochester and 49% come from towns and villages. And we anticipate if more of those were reported, the numbers would be higher in the suburbs.
And yet people, I understand how someone would be afraid to make that call, because they're afraid that there is going to be retribution.
Retribution and also judgment. And what I want to say is, fear not to be judged. Come and get the information. Call for information. That one call is not going to do anything but provide you information and the ability to create a safety plan. Safety is the most important thing. At Willow, you're not going to be judged. You can decide to stay in the situation you're in, but if you create a safety plan that is going to make sure that you move out of a victimization situation into a healthy relationship, that's exactly what we want to happen. Make the call for yourself. Make the call for your friend or family member. Get the information needed to try and change the situation that you're currently in.
Marisol Ramos Lopez, new executive director at Willow Domestic Violence Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.